welcome everybody to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome into another edition of the I'm Fat Podcast, brought to you by our sponsors Team Hochberg, Mazda of Orland Park, Marichka's in Crest Hill, and Dr. Squatch. I am Rick Camp, alongside fellow fat Jay Zawoski. Jay, I think we're safe to say the nice weather is here. Right now, temperature-wise, we are in peak fat weather. I mean, you're getting, there was a little bit of a peak up to the higher 70s, but I mean, we're right in that mid-50s to mid-70s range, and yeah, there's been a lot of rain, but the temperature has been glorious.
It's been perfect. Perfect sleeping weather, too, where you open the window and get under your heavier covers, and you can sleep pretty well. And maybe you wake up and your arm's frozen, but you know what? Who cares? It's worth it, because you're not sweating in your blanket as like you do the rest of the year for the most part. Yeah, I'm here for it. This weather's great. And we've been also to the point where it's in the 70s, which is great. I'm not going to argue with 70s, but if the sun's out and you're driving, you get that weird place in your car where it's too hot in the car.
Yes.
Because the sun is roasting you, but it's too windy to open the windows, and you feel like a jerk turning on the air conditioning in April, and you're just kind of like the constant balance of trying to get comfortable driving in the 70 degrees and sunny. I like days like rainy, a little bit dreary, but I could take a reprieve after 3-4 straight days of it. So bring me some sunshine and some 70s, and I'm set for life.
Absolutely. We want to remind everybody, always check out all of our social media platforms at I'm Fat Pod. I'm Fat Pod at gmail.com. Check out the Patreon. Throw a buck or two our way if you can. Always sales at the T Public shop. You can find the link in our link tree, even if you don't want to buy something for us or you're buying something from us, but also want to buy other stuff on T Public. Use our link so that way we get some credit for it. And subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And please tell a friend. We always like getting new people involved in the podcast.
Speaking of TeePublic, I'm going to give some sale updates. Our next sale in our TeePublic shop, April 14th through the 16th, $13 tees. Everything else is up to 35% off. And by then, we should have our Onion Ring of Honor design available in the store. I have seen the mock-ups, and it is brilliant. It is awesome. The guy who designed our logo, Mark Allen Fishman, who is a P1 to the podcast, designed it, and it looks phenomenal. I cannot wait to sell that in the store when we're having our...
Oh, my God! We're having a fire sale!
So make sure you mark your calendar. April 14th through the 16th. $13 t-shirts. Everything else is 35% off. Find that link in our bio. We have that link tree in all of our social media bios. You'll find the correct link to use in there. So please, please, please use that. All right. Without further ado, let's get to the show here, Rick.
Yeah.
Got a question last week about our all-time fat baseball lineup. And we put it off a week because we wanted to make sure we get it right. And in that week, we had constant reminders from new White Sox folk hero, your mean Mercedes, just hitting massive dongs left and right for the White Sox.
Seriously, he hit a couple home runs, too.
Yes, he did. Yes. Yes, he did.
That one, it was two rows away from the concourse, and it wasn't even like dead left field. It was like, it was close to left center. That thing was just a bomb.
Before the show, I said to you it looked like a video game glitch, and that's exactly how it looked. It was just like, that's not a thing that happens in sport. That's absurd. No,
it looks like a backyard baseball home run where the ball just like goes completely out of the screen, and if it's someone, you know, if it's like a Pablo Sanchez hitting it, then it's just like completely out of the screen and you'll never see it again. That was that home run. It was incredible.
All right, so with your means, by the way, another shout out to another fat, not quite as fat, on the north side, Andrew Chafin, our guy, who just becomes more and more interesting by the day. He's like a fat Ron Swanson. He's like a metal worker, and he's trying to buy a junky car off the internet and all this stuff. So he's embracing one of the members on my team. So let's get to it. Let's get to our all fat lineup. How do we want to do this, Rick?
Well, actually, hold on, another quick thing. Lance Lynn, another fat starter for the White Sox, complete game. So quick shout out to him as well, because, hey, the White Sox fats, they are producing.
Big week for the fats in baseball, and you love to see it. You love to see it. So how do we start this off? How do we want to do this? Just kind of go...
Position by position?
Yeah, we want to, first, second, third, short sort of a thing.
Yeah, so yeah, start with catcher.
Yeah, so here's what we did. We picked three outfielders, and then one for each position. I picked a DH, a relief pitcher, and a starting pitcher. And I also picked a manager for funsies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, all right, Rick, I'll let you do the honors. You start with your catcher.
My catcher, from the family of catchers... The fattest, Benji Molina.
Same.
I thought he might be slightly obscure enough to where he might not be both of ours.
Nope.
But I mean, the fat doesn't lie there. He is the fattest of the Molinas, not the best of the Molinas, but certainly a great, he'll be great for our starting pitcher and our relief pitcher. He's a really good thinker of the game. Just not a good mover within the context of the game.
No, not at all. All right, let's go to first base. I feel like you and I are going to be lockstep on a lot of these, by the way, but it doesn't matter. There's only so many fat baseball players. First base, I've got Prince Fielder.
Ha, I've got Cecil Fielder.
Oh, nice. Both fielders are represented. I love Prince Fielder. Has always been one of my favorite baseball players.
Yeah, he was so much fun to watch. The reason I chose Cecil is because... He didn't claim to be vegetarian.
Spiegel?
Yeah. At least with Spiegel, there's like some difference there to where it's like, okay, it looks like he's losing weight. Like for Prince Fielder, I assume his version of being vegetarian is eating bales of hay.
You can't get fat on lettuce. You can't get fat on lettuce.
Exactly.
All right, okay, we got the fielders represented. Now, this to me was the hardest position to find. Second base.
100%. Because usually it's like a small, slappy guy that moves pretty well. Yeah. So I went with a guy who didn't start his career there, but when he was in Milwaukee, definitely played some second base, and it was a little rough. Mike Moustakas.
Nice. Very solid. Good pick. Good player. See, because what we're going to have to do after this is pick which team would win. And that's the fun part, too. All right, my second baseman is Ronnie Belliard. He had the real short legs, and he was kind of like if you order Juan Uribe on Wish.
Yeah.
That's kind of Ronnie Belliard, it's a little squatty. He's got that weird, the butt out and the gut out sort of a, the duck butt kind of a walk sort of thing going on. So Ronnie Belliard is my second baseman. At third, I've got Pablo Sandoval.
Yeah, I was trying to think of anybody who's even close in terms of size to him. There really isn't anyone that close. Like, I think someone who it's like if you wanted to marry the balance of fat and really good, Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
For Cleveland is up there. But, I mean, it's Pablo Sandoval all day.
No doubt.
Now, shortstop, though, I think this is another one where I think it's a slam dunk on so many levels. Juan Uribe.
Yeah, Juan Uribe is my shortstop as well because of what we discussed, the duck butt, duck gut combo that Uribe's got. And
all the stories.
Human tripod.
Yes. So even if he's a little off balance from being too fat, he has another way to balance himself.
All right. Outfield, this was tough because there's not a lot of fat center fielders. So we just picked three outfielders. So I'm going to say mine were Tony Gwynn, Kyle Schwarber, and Babe Ruth.
Okay, we got two of the three the same.
All right.
We both have Tony Gwynn. We both have Babe Ruth. I found a guy that was, at minimum, he was pudgy, who played center field. Kirby Puckett.
Oh, that's solid. That's a good one. Yeah, yes. He did play some center.
And, bonus to you, when he was playing in the Metrodome, they had the, hockey style boards up in the outfield that he could always slam into.
Yep.
And I can only assume they had them up because he was out there just to reinforce the wall.
Yeah, that's good thinking by them. All right, who is your relief pitcher? This is the most loaded category when you're looking for fats.
Did you do a DH?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's do DH.
Yeah.
I took Albert Bell. Just a certified badass. Yes. I know, like, Sox fans don't love him, but he had 50 homers. I know that was in, like, the 80 home run era, but, I mean, Albert Bell was intimidating and huge. Mo Vaughn got honorable mention for me.
Mo Vaughn was my pick.
Nice. But I went with two guys very similar. Like, yes. I will not screw with either of you. Thank you.
Right. Unless, at least in Mo Vaughn's case, I have a sandwich with me. Okay, so for relief pitcher, I had a feeling I knew where you were going.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to go away from that. And I'm going for a guy that, mind you, his name definitely played into it for me. He might not be the best reliever in the world, but how can I have a team without Jumbo Diaz?
Jumbo Diaz is a good one. That's a good one. He was on my list. Giant Cardinals reliever Ray King was on my list. Do you remember him?
Yes.
That dude was
number 56.
Ginormous. But I went with my beloved Rod Beck. Or as my wife's grandmother calls him, shithead.
Why?
Well, my wife's grandma is currently 99 years old. We've talked about her before. She's the best, but she is a diehard Meatball Cub fan. And Rod Beck, for as much as I love him, it was always an adventure with him. Yes. Every save was a grind. And so he stressed her out, and she was not a fan. So he is forever known as shithead.
That's fair. And I could have gone with Matt Albers, too, because if for no other reason than he has the gif of him when he hits the double against the Nationals when he was a member of the White Sox.
He's fatter Jay Cutler.
Seriously, he really is. Like, you could build out a full bullpen quite literally and figuratively really easy with this. And is there any question on the starter?
I mean, I think I know where you went, but I think I went different.
Wow, you didn't go Bartolo Colon?
I did not go Bartolo Colon.
Wow. Who'd you go with?
I went with CC Sabathia.
Okay, that's good because, hey, when he got smaller, he didn't get better.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's good. It's funny. CC was the second guy because at first, so initially, because I wasn't sure format-wise how we were going to do it, if we were going to do like a full five-man rotation, the only two names I had written out when I was like jotting them down throughout the week were Bartolo and CeCe.
You could put Babe Ruth in there too.
Yeah, that's true. He could do both, but then he'd get really tired from doing both.
Yes. Kerry Wood at some point would qualify. He was a little doughy when he started his career.
Yeah, that's
Roger
true.
Clemens was a little of a chunky boy at some point.
I think he was more roidy than anything.
Okay, all right. But I don't know. He had some, you know,
if we want a lefty for the bullpen, Mike Remlinger.
Yeah.
Or no, well, we got Ray King. I mean, Ray King's there,
Ray
too,
King's
for lefty.
I want to throw in a mention, too, for Greg Maddux, who's dad fat.
Yes.
Like.
He was like the almost like one of the original famous dad bods.
He's got the body of who's the old guy in Major League, who with the bar doll, Crisco,
Eddie Harris.
Eddie Harris, like kind of the knobby shoulders, the really flat chest, but like a little bit of a beer gut and like kind of womanly hips. That's what Greg Maddux was dealing with late in his career. He wasn't fat, but he had supreme dad bod, and he got a lot done with it.
That's a great call.
All right, who's your manager?
I kind of had to go with Lou.
Yeah, I went with Lou, too. Cox had honorable mention.
I mean, it's just the thought of Lou Piniella sitting in a pool with his margarita.
Yeah. A prickly pear margarita.
Like that, I can't get that out of my head, and I just have to. It's Lou.
Yeah. I mean, there are other managers that are fat, and I think the tough part for managers, and Tommy Lasorda should be on there too, by the way. It's just really hard for a non-athlete to look good in a baseball uniform.
Right.
Like, it's pretty rare. And they force these old baseball guys to wear these uniforms forever.
So weird.
So, like, I don't know if Lou is even technically fat, but he was just a big older guy. And that's how they start to look.
Don Zimmer.
Oh, my God. I have failed miserably.
Don Zimmer.
Adult infant.
the Mark Mangino of baseball. Oh my
God. Does he have any baseball chops at all? Because I would hire him just for, he'd be the mascot, Mark Mangino, a.k.a. Seriously. The Syracuse mascot in human form.
Like, Mark Mangino is, there's no different parts to his body. It's just like kind of blobs coming off of a main blob.
A blob with stems.
Seriously, yeah. Like, I mean, that guy was like, even for me, he's like uncomfortably fat.
Is he? He's still alive, right?
Yes. I just Googled him, and he is alive. Good God, these pictures. I mean, I'm not.
Is he doing better? Like, I don't want to shame the guy, but there is there is a point where it's like that is unquestionably unhealthy.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to see if he looks any better recently.
Yeah, I don't know if there are any. Newer pictures. Yeah, because like with Jared Lorenzen, before he passed, like he was trying to get into better shape. And he had gotten like better to a different point. But like if you look at when Mark Mangino was the head coach of Kansas.
Oh my God.
That's just like giant. There's a picture of him next to Bill Snyder, the old man coach of Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just leave it at stark contrast.
Yeah, I'm seeing some pictures.
Oh, no, there's a picture of him next to the mascot for the Orange Bowl.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's not great for Mark.
I'm looking at a picture of him from 2017.
Okay.
And he looks a little better.
Okay.
So that's good. Look, the coaching lifestyle has to be a grind. Like, and if you're not a workout guy, and let's say, like, okay, Mangino... I don't know what he looked like before he started at Kansas, but let's assume he's been a heavy guy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a workout guy, that lifestyle is brutal. Like,
yes.
You're talking about drive-through 3 times a day. You're talking about ordering a pizza before a meeting. So unless you're like a fitness freak, it's going to go really bad for you the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it. I see it. So I hope he's doing better. I hope he, because look, we're not fat shaming a guy, but there comes a point where it's like, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you got to help yourself. Like,
right.
There's people that love and care about you.
In theory.
Yeah, in theory. All right, well, for this baseball team, we're going to need a bullpen car because these guys are not, they're not walking out to the field unassisted.
No, they are not.
So I got to hit up Eric at Mazda of Orland Park, 708-444-3200, and see if we can get a steel-reinforced bullpen car for the I'm Fat Podcast All-Stars. Oh, this is giving me, oh man, MLB The Show comes out this week. Maybe I'm going to make the I'm Fat Podcast All-Star team and just build a fat lineup. I like that idea. I'm going to do that. All right.
Yes.
Mark that down. But if you're in the market for a bullpen car or probably more likely a car of any kind, hit up Mazda of Orland Park and talk to Eric, 708-444-3200. I'm very close to buying my next Mazda. And when I do, it will be from Mazda of Orland Park. They've got a great selection of all the latest Mazdas. The service there is second to none. I actually look forward to getting my car serviced at Mazda of Orland Park because I know I'm going to get some free pop, some free chips, maybe some fruit if I'm in the mood. There's stuff to look at. There's stuff to do. It's a beautiful showroom. All the newest cars are right there. No one bothers you. You can go in there without being hounded by people, which is
great.
I love that. We went to buy furniture. We bought a couch with our Biden bucks. And one of the stores we went to, it has a little claymation man as their mascot.
Ah, okay.
Get away from me. Like,
right.
Do I have to sit on your lap to try the couch out? Let me shop. If you go to Mazda of Orland Park, they're going to greet you at the door, say, hey, can we help you with anything? Say, no, just looking around, and they'll let you do your thing. It's great. It's because Eric owns the place, and he knows how to run a business. Once again, MazdaOfOrlandPark.com, 708-444-3200. And Rick, as I talk about Mark Mangino's, my concern for his health,
mm-hmm.
It's time for me to tell you about my latest food adventure, Fatso's Last Stand in Lincoln Park. I talked about this place a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
And we had seen it. We had visited one of our favorite places, Chicago Bagel Authority, which I talk about all the time. And as we headed home, we passed Fatso's. I'm like, missed opportunity. Damn it. We didn't see that place. So Addie had the best bracket in our house, so she got to pick what we did. So she's like, I want to go to Sweet Mandy B's, the bakery. I'm like, cool. We'll go find something to eat in Lincoln Park. We'll go there. We drove by Fatso's and decided to stop. go to Fatso's website. It's fatsoslaststand.com and just look at the menu items. I'm not going to read everything, but here's what I had. It is called the Samuel Double Fatso Extreme. It's cheese.
No bad words there.
Bacon and a fried egg on a double cheeseburger. Comes with fresh cut fries. Addie got the chicken tenders, which were amazing. Hope got the char dog with Merck's cheddar, because all the burgers come with Merck's. I had super high expectations for this place. I thought it was going to be great. It was way better than I expected. Like, I thought it was going to be like really good greaseball crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This was legitimately excellent burgers, char dogs, chicken tenders. It was really, really good food. And yeah, it was unhealthy because it's covered in cheese and whatever. But the place was crystal. It was like super, super clean. I noticed the guy cleaning the grill area like three or four times while we were dining there. We were the only people in the restaurant, so we dined in. And I cannot tell you how impressed I am with this place. The name is great, and it creates this impression of, you know, greasy spoon, gross kind of like dive place. It's not that at all. The food is like that, but the restaurant itself is awesome. They've got their own soda fountain of all their own kind of pops.
Oh, that's cool.
And they've got boozy milkshakes. Like,
dude,
I'm telling you.
They also have bougie milkshakes.
They're bougie and boozy.
Nice.
But you can go get, like, a milkshake with rum in it and all kinds of stuff. But they've got, you know, seafood there. They have shrimp. They got pulled. Like, everything you can imagine from, like, a burger char dog place in Chicago, they've got it. And this, to me, it's the best kind of place like this I've ever been.
I guess I'm just going to have to go now.
Yeah. You know? So Lincoln Park, I'm trying to get the addresses, 1982 North Clybourne and Lincoln Park. And then there's one in Ukrainian Village. I'm going to pull that address up. 2258 West Chicago Avenue in Ukrainian Village. But it's fatsoslaststand.com. Again, they are not sponsors. It's just a place I had that I've been meaning to try. And it exceeded every expectation I had. It was awesome.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like in quarantine time and stuff, a lot of the places that we've all been like, hey, let's try this, assuming they're all still open, we've all tried them because it's like, what else are we going to do? Mm-hmm. So to have something else is exciting. Also, it made me think of this. I know we didn't talk about it off the air, but did you see the email we got this week?
Yes, we need to get to work on that.
So excited about this.
Yeah, we'll be creating a burger. I think we mentioned this, but
yeah,
with Fredo's. And we got the email this week about like everything it entails. And I was like, holy cow, it's overwhelming. But
yeah,
I'm super excited about it. And we promise you, the I'm Fat Podcast burger will be representative of the I'm Fat Podcast. Trust me.
And also, it will not bankrupt Fredo's too.
Exactly.
It's like, when we're thinking about all the things we could put on it, it's like, oh yeah, I guess they kind of have to, you know, not go out of business from this one burger. So, okay. But
exactly.
Still, there's so many things we can do with this.
Yep. I have a lot of ideas, and we will have that meeting, and we're going to let Fredo's unveil the thing before we do.
100%.
But trust us, it's going to be good, it's going to be awesome, and you're going to love it.
Okay, so I worked a ton this week, so I didn't have a lot of opportunity to like go out and like try different stuff. I had to stay late 4 out of 5 days this past week, so that wasn't great. But what was great is when I went to the store and I was deciding which cheesy crackers I was going to buy, I went with Goldfish. And the reason I went with Goldfish, was it the delicious taste? Not entirely. You know, was it something, a bad experience I had with some of the alternatives? No. It was their new ad campaign for during NBA games featuring Tobias Harris and Boban Marjanovic. Bobby and Toby are back together. They're doing great commercials, and I was all over it. I had to make sure to go and get Goldfish because I have to support my guys.
Well,
and also,
yeah.
I mentioned it on Twitter, and clearly the Goldfish account was searching for, like, I didn't even mention them. I just said Goldfish in there. They were clearly paying attention because I got a like and a positive reply from them. So I had to go get some Goldfish. If you haven't seen those commercials, seek them out because like the backstory? Because I know there's a ton of like people that have followed you to this podcast from Madhouse and maybe don't know the whole backstory there. Is that Boban and Tobias are like guys that are pretty well opposite. Like Tobias is your like typical like American basketball player, and Boban is a 7'3" behemoth from, I believe he's from Serbia, who is like the nicest guy in the NBA. There's literally been articles written about how he's the nicest teammate in the entire league. And those two were best friends when they were on the Clippers, and they had this whole like Instagram show where it was just like them doing stuff together. And since they've both not on the Clippers anymore, they're not teammates. And now this was like their chance to get back together and do stuff. And it's hilarious just because Boban is so gigantic, and that just, you could tell their friendship just comes right through on the screen. So I, for one, love it.
That's awesome. I got to look those up because I do not watch a lot of NBA, as you know.
What?
Yeah, I know. Shocking to everyone, right?
Yeah.
Very, very surprising.
Right. Just don't ask me to name a lot of players on the Blackhawks roster because it won't go great.
Yeah. Well, a couple might be leaving tomorrow too, so we'll see.
Oh, is tomorrow the deadline?
Tomorrow's the deadline, yes. Sir.
Okay.
So if you are a hockey fan, big day for the Madhouse podcast. We'll have a full NHL trade deadline wrap-up show in the afternoon, hopefully.
Hopefully will the trades be with? Will the trades be with the Panthers?
They've already done two, so why not?
Yeah, or the Blue Jackets or the Hurricanes.
Well, one of those three, I think, is almost definite. I don't know. I mean, just knowing Sam Bowman, I don't know anything.
I was going to say, like, it's pretty much which other former Blackhawk that's on one of those three teams can he trade for again? It's uncanny how much he does that.
Yeah, but he won't get Teuvo Teravainen back, the one I want.
Well, it's because he's trolling you.
Yes, he is. All right. Something else that was trolling me, and I saw it on Twitter a couple times, and I finally was like, all right, you know what? You got me. I'm going to try it. These Krispy Kreme Oreo donuts.
Dude, ooh, how are they?
Let me tell you, they were awesome. So there's two varieties that they offer. One is a cream filled, so it's like a chocolate. I couldn't tell if it was a normal glazed with another chocolate glaze on top. I think that's what it was. And then it's got a couple stripes and then a couple crumbled Oreos on it. And then it is Oreo cream filled. Okay, so that's one of them.
Oh.
Okay, so normal looking Krispy Kreme donut, but it's chocolate with two white stripes and then some Oreo crumbles on the outside. Inside the donut
and
is
members of the white stripes.
Yes, is Oreo cream. The other one is the same donut, but on top of it is a layer of Oreo cream, and then they put a giant Oreo, like the circumference of a donut, on top of the whole thing.
Oh.
So the top of the donut is actually an Oreo cookie. Like it's the cookie part of the Oreo, but it is big enough to cover most of the circumference of the donut. So it's Oreo cookie, cream, and then donut underneath. And that gives you a really nice combo of the crunchy, soft, sweet. Like, it's a really good formula. It's a little more difficult to eat than the other one because the cookie can sort of crumble a little bit. But both of them were great. If I had to choose just one, I would do the cream filled because the cream is amazing. And it gets a little bit lost with the Oreo cookie one. But try them both. They're so good. And Krispy Kreme, I don't know, like, there's one in Homewood, which is we're very lucky because I know they blew up like 15 years ago. Then they opened way too many. And then they sort of overshot and had to like ramp it back a ton. And yes. I think they're starting to come back a little bit. The one closest to me is in Homewood, but if there's a Krispy Kreme near you, make sure you go try one of these Oreo donuts. They're fantastic. And I think we often undersell how good Krispy Kreme is because we talk about donuts and these designer donuts, and those are all great too. But man, a fresh, just original Krispy Kreme donut.
It's so satisfying.
It's really hard to beat, man. They have got it down to the point where you bite in and it's still warm and like, the dough almost melts in your mouth. God, Krispy Kremes are so good. I usually get the chocolate glazed, so it's like the original with chocolate on top.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. But the original when they're served warm are incredible. Like I don't know. When they came out, the hype was legit. It was like, holy cow, this is one of the best desserts you'll ever try.
better, and not, this is, may not be a fair comparison because it's two different things,
mm-hmm.
better or worse than the Oreo cookies from Fredo's?
Oh, it's tough to compare.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too different. It's too different of a thing. But I will say the Oreo cream is similar to, like, if you were to make a dough out of that cream, that would be exactly what the cookie would be from Fredo's.
Oh, okay.
So it looks that. It's like a grayish cream with, like, the flecks of Oreo. So if they were to, like, thicken that and make it a cookie dough, that's exactly what that cookie would be. So try it. Two thumbs up. The Oreo Krispy Kremes are awesome.
Okay, you caused me anxiety this week, and I don't appreciate it.
Why?
This, you inherited a private island, and you only get two fast food places to be built?
Yes.
Good Lord. Like, this was one of those things that made the rounds on the Twitters and the Facebooks. For one thing, I'll list what the nine things are, and then we'll get into it. So the nine possible fast food places are McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Five Guys, Chipotle, KFC, Taco Bell, Burger King, and Subway.
Yeah.
I've got some issues.
So there's really seven items on the list when we're being realistic about it.
Because I
think everyone's eliminating Burger King and Subway.
Yeah.
So, basically, you can only pick two of these to be built on your inherited private island.
Right. Also, a couple of these, like, in actuality, do you consider Five Guys and Chipotle fast food? Because there's no drive-thru.
Yeah, that's problematic. But it is my private island, and right. I can tell them to build a drive-thru.
That's fair. Okay. I just, there are other options that I wish were here. Instead of some of these.
I know you want, you know, Popeyes there.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I would at least like Popeyes to be an option,
yeah.
even if I'm not going to choose it necessarily. Like, it would be rough to go with a place that is as, like, one note as Popeyes, probably, if I only get two places on the entire island.
Yeah.
But I at least want that stress of having to say no to Popeyes.
I've been, I thought I had the answer to this, and I was feeling good about my answer.
Mm-hmm.
But as time has gone by, I've gotten less confident in my pick.
Okay.
And I still don't really know what I would choose. My initial thought was Five Guys and Chipotle. And mm-hmm. here's why. Five Guys offers the variety of burgers, hot yes. dogs,
mm-hmm.
grilled cheese.
Yes.
Amazing fries that are mm-hmm. either seasoned or not. And they've got a freestyle machine.
Yes.
So every soda option you could dream up, PAP option you could dream up, is covered as long as the machine is working, which is always a crapshoot.
Right.
Chipotle's got me covered in terms of variety.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all the meats. I have different salsa options, different bean and rice options. I have different sorts of shells. I can do a bowl. I can do a salad. I can scratch my itch with pretty much any flavor combination. At Chipotle, yeah. they also sell margaritas and beer, which is big.
Yes, that is gigantic.
Yes, and I just think, like, overall, you can just have a different experience there all the time, so you wouldn't get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, what am I doing about breakfast? And that is a concern. So it's got me sort of thinking, do I want to waste one of these on a Starbucks? I don't think so.
No.
I think I'm sacrificing Five Guys for McDonald's.
Wow.
Just
okay.
because McDonald's has the breakfast, it still offers the variety of burgers or chicken or whatever. And the breakfast is amazing. I love the breakfast. And they've got, like, recurring specials. So now and again, I get the McRib. Sometimes they roll out a bratwurst. So there's all sort of different things they try. They've got coffee there.
It's not great. Hold on.
You don't know about this?
You would trust a brat, for as much as we've talked about the inconsistency of brats, you would trust one from McDonald's.
McDonald's sold, it coincided with football season, they sold Johnsonville brats.
Oh.
They just ordered a butt ton of Johnsonville brats and just cooked them up on the griddle, and they were perfect. They were really, really good, and they came with really nice buns, like not hot dog buns, but like kind of like I don't know if they were brioche, but you know what I mean? Like a really nice brat bun. They were.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I know I wouldn't want none unless I got the buns.
God damn it, Rick. You're the dad joke king. You really are. I love it. But
not even a dad yet, so it's only going to get better.
You'll get there. Not that you know of. I'm going to go. So, all right, final call. I got to make a decision here. I got get off the fence. I want McDonald's and Chipotle. That's my pick.
Your initial thought is my thought.
All right.
I'm going Five Guys and Chipotle for the reasons you mentioned. I get a quality burger, quality fries, the hot dog as well, and then the variety, including booze, from Chipotle. That's mm-hmm. huge.
That's big. That is a big element that I think a lot of people did not take into consideration.
Yeah, and like I'm with you where just immediately you can get rid of Burger King and Subway. For me, I don't drink coffee, so you can get rid of Starbucks. Really easy. KFC, like I mentioned with Popeyes, is too much, too one note,
mm-hmm.
really. So taking out that, you know, same principle for Chick-fil-A. And then I'm getting everything, or at least the vast majority of what I get from Taco Bell, better in Chipotle.
Right.
So, see, I don't always say a bunch of crap about Chipotle. I'm choosing it here.
Good. And you should. That's a smart move by you. That's just a smart business and life move for you. I like it.
Okay. I feel better now that we're... You know, it's funny. For as many times as we agree on stuff, people probably think we're like discussing all of this stuff before we start the podcast.
Never.
We'll say, hey, we're doing this topic or we're doing this pick not or, you know, pick however many out of whatever. But we basically never say what ours are before we start.
Yeah. The most we'll do, like you said, is, hey, heads up. I have this question that will require some forethought. You know, like here, like. Someone asks a very specific thing here, so yeah. Make sure you've got the you're at least in the mindset to answer that question.
Are you enjoying the train going by?
I think it sounds great.
Nice.
I think it sounds really good. I think it adds a lot, and it's going to add a lot to this Marishka's read I'm about to do.
I forgot to close the window before we started, and I was like, it's on the other side of the room. I'm not bothering.
I wonder if it even translates. We'll find out. Anyway, Marishka's and Crust Hill. Family owned and operated since 1933. When a place has been in business since 1933 and they're still thriving the way Marishka's is, you know they're doing everything right. And that is absolutely the case with Marishka's. Rick and I have talked on this show about sometimes the stress of bringing friends to a place that you love because you're afraid they're not going to like it. Marishka's is a place where I bring people knowing they're going to love it. And that's how I discovered it. My aunt and uncle brought me there. They said, this is our favorite place. You're going to like it. I said, oh, okay. They'll tag along. Seems kind of weird. This weird old place in Crest Hill had it, loved it, and I've been a regular ever since. You will be too. 604 Theater Street in Crest Hill. They're known for the poor boys, but the steaks, the chops, the seafood, everything there is second to none. Pro tip, get those onion rings and get that double baked potato. They are absolutely fantastic. They've got a great craft beer menu as well. Go visit Marishka's in Crest Hill, 604 Theater Street. They're closed only on Christmas, Easter, the 4th of July, and Thanksgiving. Go to marishkas.com or facebook.com/marishkas. That's M-E-R-I-C-H-K-A-S. So, Rick, one thing I saw online this week, Kat Terrell, who covers the New Orleans Saints for the Picayune, maybe the Athletic now, actually. Whatever. She covers the Saints. She's awesome. She's great. Responded to that meme. I'm sure you've seen it. It's the Flynn Rider from Rapunzel with all the swords drawn.
Yes.
And it says, give me your food opinion, you know, that gets this response. So Kat Terrell said, I hate dressed sandwiches or burgers. Do not put pickles, onions, lettuce, or tomatoes anywhere near my burger. Lettuce on a burger disgusts me. I don't know why I am the way I am. She gets into the philosophical part of her opinion. And this got me thinking, and it had a lot of response on Twitter. Dumb default food items. Okay, so yes. Things that are assumed that people want. And the first one she mentions really stuck with me. Pickles. Stop assuming I want a pickle. Not just on the burger, but one of my favorite places gives you a pickle with every order without asking. It just is part of the default, right? Like you order from our place, you order an entree or you'll get a burger or whatever. There's going to be a pickle spear on the side. I don't want it. The reason I don't want it is not just that I don't like pickles. And I've tried. P- Pickles are one thing. I'm like, damn it, I want to like these. I like the crispiness. I like the concept. I just don't like the taste. I cannot make myself like it. Pickle juice contaminates everything.
Yeah, it does.
If you put a pickle next to a burger, and you're like, look, you open the box, take the pickle out and put it on a plate, two or three bites of that burger, you're going to taste pickle. It's without a doubt. Like, I literally will, if they do that on my plate at a restaurant, I will take the pickle off and wipe the plate. Another angle on this. Charlie the Bacon Guy, our guy, place your orders always with his DMs, Charlie the Bacon Guy on Instagram or CZ the Bacon Guy on Twitter, told me that at his place, Schmaltz, they can't get enough pickles. They're running out of pickles because they're in short supply. So they're another place where everybody gets a pickle by default. Stop that practice. Stop just giving people pickles and there won't be a shortage. Because last night we had friends over. We had 7 people at here, including the three of us. 2 pickles got eaten. We threw out 5 pickles. That's wasteful. But 5 of the 7 of us don't like it.
Interesting.
I don't know. It seems like a weird thing to default. So, Rick, I ask you, is there something that comes with food or on food that you think should not be a standard, should not be a default?
First of all, point of information, Kat Terrell is the Saints reporter for The Athletic now, formerly of the Times-Picayune.
Thank you. That's like saying Picayune.
Yeah.
It's a fun word.
I'm with her about lettuce, especially, and I'm looking at you, Red Robin. I love your unlimited fries.
Oh.
Your Whiskey River barbecue burger is delicious, but why do you have shredded lettuce? That's the worst. Like, I think lettuce, I can understand people wanting like the little bit of crunch maybe on the burger that a like leaf of lettuce or something like that can give you. But not shredded lettuce. That gets warm and droopy, and it doesn't serve its purpose. So,
it gets gooey.
Yeah. So what's the point of it at all? Like, the fact that I have to say on that, on like that burger, essentially, no mayo either. Why is mayo a default? Like, I think anything, I think it should be. Now, mind you, restaurants would probably get to the point where they'd be like, what if you kind of turned it on its head and said, here are the things you can get with it.
Mm-hmm.
They will then charge for said things.
Or if it becomes like an a la carte kind of a thing, that's way too hard for the company to manage. I get that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's fair. But like, don't assume it on the burger. I think it should always be what's on the burger is everything outside of like the lettuce, tomato, whatever. If it's like, get your mayo off my burger to start. Like, Wendy's is like that too sometimes with certain burgers. Like,
yep.
Get your the mayo should be as much of an option as anything else. It should not be a default on a burger. Because if you forget to say no mayo, you're not getting all that mayo off of there. Like,
exactly.
With at least like a leaf of lettuce, you can at least take that off generally without much issue.
Yeah, see, that's
and
how I feel.
like a tomato too.
Right.
Like, I'm not big on the whole tomato thing either. And like, tomato juice isn't like that intrusive, so that's kind of a whatever. But yeah, like, the leaf of lettuce you can get off of there pretty easy. But if it's like mayo or shredded lettuce, good effing luck.
Yep, I'm with you on that. It's I like, so when you go to a place that's like a bar and grill kind of a place, and you order a burger, you usually get like, let's say your default's like a bacon cheeseburger. That's mine, a bacon cheeseburger. It'll have bacon and cheese, then they'll have the bun like off the top, and then they'll have a big crispy leaf of lettuce, a few slices of onion, and tomato. That's fine. Because I can pick and choose what I want to put on the burger without ruining the burger. You're right about the Red Robin shredded lettuce. And the other thing is, shredded lettuce in like Mexican food, like a burrito or a taco, like, that's gross. And I think that's places trying to Americanize their food.
Yes.
The only place where I'll get lettuce on a taco is Taco Bell, because they somehow keep the lettuce cold. And it's a nice sort of change of pace to the taco. But any sort of like mom and pop taco shop, lettuce, hell no. I don't want that in my burrito or my taco. No, because it's just going to get slimy and gross. and take away the taste of everything else. I'm with you. Lettuce, mayo, pickles should not be default. Just ask. Hey, would you a pickles and Cuda? Would you like a pickle? No, thanks. Okay, great. You know.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. Like, I remember, and mind you, in my short and really awful career as a server, there was always, depending on what section of the menu someone ordered something off of, there were the options. And mind you, this was more like sides, but why can't you apply the same principle to burgers or whatever for just things that are on it?
Yep.
That's all. Like, and it doesn't have to be each individual. Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can come with lettuce, tomato, mayo, pickle. Would you like any of those?
Right.
That's all you have to do.
Yep. All right. I'm with you. I got one more thing to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to recommend an edible. Because nice. I had one last night that was the equivalent of a warm bath and 7 beers. That's about how I felt.
It knocked you on the old arse?
I felt great. I felt more like, I'm not, you know me, Rick. I'm very like reserved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like emote very often. Like I don't laugh really hard. And yeah. I was laughing so hard last night. Just because I was feeling relaxed and good, and because I had, all right, so here's what it is. Mindy's Kitchen is the company. Lush Black Cherry Edibles. They're 1-to-1 CBD to THC. Dude, within like an hour, I was like, oh yeah, I feel amazing. Like, and not, you know, edibles don't make you feel like you're out of control. Like when you're drunk, you feel like, I can't control my facilities. I was just relaxed. I felt good. I felt happy. Each edible is 5 milligrams. It was perfect. Perfect. So I ordered some today at Ascend in Chicago Ridge. I got to go pick it up tomorrow. But that is my A1 edible recommendation. If such things interest you, the Mindy's Lush Black Cherry. So that's the one that's 1-to-1 CBD THC. The other flavors of those, I think there's a lime and an orange, are not CBD. The CBD is key because that's what kills the anxiety. And it's like, oh man, they were amazing. So I immediately ordered some. So
okay.
Very excited.
Just in case, maybe some people are writing this down. Where did you order it from again?
Ascend Dispensary. Okay. There's one in Chicago Ridge. I'm not sure where the others are. You can get Mindy's Kitchen stuff kind of everywhere. It's a pretty popular brand, especially locally in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got them at Ascend Dispensary. Rick, if you want me to pick you some up, I can. That's easy. I can do that for you.
Okay.
I'll just give you drugs at work.
That's not problematic at all.
Not at all. Hey, totally legal. No big deal. Right. It's like swapping a six pack. So that's where I'm getting them, and they are fantastic. I loved them. All right, Rick.
Yes.
We have one fat phone call, which is disappointing, but let's get to it.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
The Fat Phone is brought to you, as always, by our friends at Team Hochberg, 855-56-DAVID-56DAVID.com for all your mortgage needs. Listen, the mortgage process, whether you're buying your house, selling your house, or trying to refinance to, you know, free up a little extra cash, and it's still tough times out there, even with the vaccine and some places opening up. We've all still got our stuff that we might need a little extra cash flow for. That's what David Hochberg and Team Hochberg is there to do, to try and make your life easier, whether it is getting you money to help out to maybe, hey, fix something on your house. Maybe you need a new car or something like that. So that way you can get the extra cash flow by refinancing your mortgage and go to Mazda of Orland Park and kill two birds with one stone, at least for us. That'd be great. But even if you need help getting in the position to be able to buy, sell, or refinance, like helping with like enhancing your credit, which is, you know, credit seems like such a nebulous thing that people don't really know what it's about. Team Hochberg can help you with that too. And if you're just kind of on the beginning parts of thinking about it all, and you're just trying to see what it's all about and, you know, get a handle for David and what Team Hochberg is, I recommend on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Home Sweet Home Chicago is David's radio show that you can listen to. You can get tons of great advice. It's on AM 720 WGN. So then when you get an idea of just how much of the goods David is, Then you can contact Team Hochberg at 855-56-DAVID-56DAVID.com. You tell who you talk to from Team Hochberg that, hey, we heard about you guys from the I'm Fat podcast. That helps us out. And then Team Hochberg can help you out with buying, selling, or refinancing your home. David's the goods. I know we both trust him. Even if it's just like a question, we can bounce it off of David. Even if it doesn't mean any sort of, you know, any sort of money for him immediately, we have that option because we trust David and because he's always looking out for our best. So can't recommend him enough. 855-56-DAVID-56DAVID.com. And Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender. NMLS 112-4061.
To the Fat Phone, 708-858-3314. 708-858-3314. Only one this week. Do better, Fats. I know you're lazy, but come on. Just enter it in your contacts. And it's really only two buttons. Or tell Siri to call us. Oh, Siri, I don't want to move my fat fingers. Call the Fat Phone. Do it.
Hey, Fats, it's Kyle. I'm calling from the drive-thru at Portillo's. I'm a couple episodes behind, and as I'm driving home, I just heard the gentleman describe the or review the Portillo's chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich. So I'm in line currently getting that along with a shake and a root beer and fries and cheese and a hot dog. And now I'm going to get that food. And I'm going to go try the family-sized cheese curds from Culver's because, well, that was the next caller. So thanks for that. Appreciate the good work. And keep it up, gentlemen. Take care.
We regret to inform you that Kyle died of a heart attack shortly after he made this call. No, he's as far as I know, he's still alive. Thank you for the call, Kyle. Yes. Yeah, that's that. I have still not tried the Portillo's chicken sandwich. That is my goal for this week. I just had too many horrible things eating this week. Like I have to stop. Like I literally looked at myself and said, I gave myself a pep talk. You have to eat something healthy this week. You have to. You have to. I was eating so bad because I'm not quite like in the routine of being back at work. I am back at work, but it's, you know, getting up that early. You know, my alarm goes off at 5:30. Not that, you know, there's a lot of people get up earlier than me. I know, whatever. But it's an adjustment. For the last year, I've been getting up at 7. Mm-hmm. So it's a big adjustment. So, you know, really like finding myself eating fast food. I had McDonald's like 4 times last week. That's too much.
Wow.
Like I can't do that. Yeah, so I need to be better.
I feel the same similarly because like even though I've been in my newer routine for like a month and a half now, it's a little odd. So like when I have nights like this past week, I mentioned I stayed late 4 of the 5 days. That means I'm leaving to get there around lunchtime, but I'm not leaving until really like after dinner time. So like my shift ended up being more or less like 1 until 10.
Okay.
Which is kind of awkward for eating. So like one day what I did is I got like I would get a bigger lunch and then just one I would hopefully that would tide me through till I could get home and just like not have a full dinner but like kind of have more or less like a snack and do it that way. And it's like it's still, you know, not necessarily the best. Like I went my pizza place in Villa Park, Dominic's, that I like so much. They have a Thursday medium pizza special. So I got there, I just had a medium pizza for lunch and that got me through. That worked out pretty well. Okay. Medium thin crust pizza for those keeping score at home. So I did that and like something like that works out as opposed to maybe getting 2 fast food meals in a day. Maybe the, you know, it's like, oh, this is 5 calories less, but at least it's something. And I think I've just got to get better at, and something probably I assume a lot of us are bad at, because if we just end up going to fast food, it's because we're not good at planning things out or like making meals ahead of time. I'm awful at that. So maybe I just got to be a little bit better.
Yeah. That is a tough thing is the planning. And I know what I need to do is pack a cooler with a sandwich. And even if I had like a ham and cheese sandwich with a bunch of chips and a pop after work, it's better than going through and getting 20 nuggets and fry. You know what I mean? Like it's just a smarter, better choice.
Also cheaper.
Yes. Thank you. So yeah. I'm going to start doing that. I just got to pack a lunch and have it in my car. So when I leave the parking garage at work, cause when the show's over, I'm so hungry. I'm just starving. Cause it's right. Like I leave work at like 12:30. That's the middle of lunchtime. So anyway, let's get to the Ask a Fats.
Ask a Fat about this and that. It's time to chat with the Fats.
Ask a Fats this week are brought to you by Dr. Squatch Natural Soap Company. We have a security question when you join the I'm Fat Podcast fans page, because we've had some issues with some spam on there lately. So I had to up the intensity of the security questions. Mm. One of them is name a I'm Fat Podcast sponsor. Dr. Squatch is a result a lot of the time. That means people like it. They associate them with us. And that's a good thing. You will like Dr. Squatch too if you haven't used it. The bar soaps. Handmade in the USA. All natural. Absolutely amazing. I have found a new, not favorite, but top three. The Deep Sea Goat's Milk is fantastic. It's got the exfoliants. It's got a nice neutral scent that both me and my wife and daughter can use. It's not too masculine, not too feminine. It's just a perfect kind of middle-of-the-road scent. Still love the Cool Fresh Aloe and the Cold Brew Cleanse, but every scent they have is great. Go to drsquatch.com. Take that Squatch quiz. That will get you the right sort of order to go. When you're ready to check out, use that promo code IMFAT20. First-time users will save 20%. On their order while helping the podcast at the same time. It's not just soap. They've got hair care products, toothpaste, beard oil. I love the deodorant. The deodorant is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Check out everything they have to offer at Dr. Squatch. And again, use that promo code IMFAT20 to save on your order. Got an email here from our guy, Lance Levine, who just wrapped up his tournament of junk. He said he tried the new Burger King. Oh, crap, there's a chicken war going on. I guess we should jump in. Chicken sandwich. And it was as lame as you'd guess. Two pickle slices and a quarter-sized squirt of mayo. That's it. Are you sure it was mayo? The only positive I can say is that it was very crispy, but that's about it. Anyway, I've ranked my chain sandwiches. I thought I'd stir the pot. He says Popeyes, KFC, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King. That's his order. Rick, I'm going to give you a second to think about your ranking of chicken sandwiches and give you mine. Mine is Popeyes. That's the best. That's the goat. Number two is Wendy's. Their spicy is amazing. Absolutely love it. Three is Chick-fil-A. Really, really good. Just solid, dependable. Four is KFC, which I liked a little more than I thought I would. Five is McDonald's. Really unimpressed with their new chicken sandwich offering. And I'm just going to assume the Burger King one sucks, so I'm going to rank it sixth.
Yeah, and Portillo's TBD.
Yeah, TBD on Portillo's.
Yeah. I wish I could disagree with you on yours, but I'm with you. Like, I'm with you on the entire ranking. Like, I know you liked the McDonald's. I don't know. We were both really down on the McDonald's.
Yeah,
the
McDonald's one was kind of lame.
Yeah. But yeah, Popeyes is the GOAT. I know some people have KFC higher than we do, but I mean, Wendy's and Chick-fil-A are just so dependable and so good that it's hard to really bump them out of their spots. They deserve to be on the podium. KFC, you're getting better. You're trying, but you're just not quite there yet. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm in 100% agreeance with you. Portillo's to be determined.
I was pleased with KFC's effort. I think they did a good job of at least trying
the Colonel
to make a competitive chicken sandwich.
Colonel finally got off his ass.
I added a new drop for us, by the way. I don't know if you recognize this.
They're breaded.
Do you know that reference?
They're breaded.
No. From one of the very early South Parks where Kanye West was trying to figure out the fish sticks joke.
Oh, yeah.
And he's at the whiteboard listing like the things that are similar between him and a gay fish.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, a fish is
they're breaded.
That just always stuck with me. So I don't know if it translates, but whatever. We've got a new drop.
If it came up more on the show, I would say you have to get the Randy Marsh, the cream friche.
Cream friche? Yes, I can get that too. We've got a lot of buttons on our board.
That episode is so funny.
Yes.
I love that episode. Okay.
All right,
so I got a couple, not as much on the questions, but the say you're fat without saying you're fat.
Okay.
And these are fantastic.
Awesome.
Okay, so this one's from John, who said, I specifically selected a route home from our vacation because it rolls through a town with a Popeyes, which are scarce in my neck of the woods. This, as my wife pointed out numerous times, added an additional 30 minutes to our drive.
And?
Two chicken sandwiches later, I'm still happy with my decision. Also, adding a pack of Cajun Sparkle on the sandwich is highly recommended.
Oh, I like that. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her in a while.
Cajun Sparkle.
Yeah.
Your girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I got. Oh, you got more, right? Sorry. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I have one more. And then there's this one from Mark. And it's just a list of three different instances that really all hit home. So I think we should attack each one individually. He just put, ask to sit at a table for sake of your stomach versus a booth. I think that.
Yes.
That can. Yes. When riding as a group in a car, everyone lets you sit up front without calling shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that one.
That's a big one.
That definitely rings home.
Added benefit.
And when you feel you need another shower after the post-shower sweat kicks in.
Oh, I hate the post-shower sweat.
It's the worst.
Ugh.
All the time. Like, okay, so in my setup, I'm on the 7th floor in my building. And I'm on the east side of the building. So when I'm taking my shower, usually, because, you know, like, my schedule is a little off with starting work a little bit later. So it's skewed a little bit. When I take my shower around like 10 a.m. or something, unless I have something to do, obviously, it is so bright. Mm. Like, that's when the sun is like just beaming in, that I have all the blinds down. Like, I make sure they're all turned the right way, so that way, like, none of this is getting in, because I'm going to be warm enough anyway after a shower. I don't need this room being like 100 degrees, even though our friend Eli Hershkovich would like that. I personally won't, because I'm probably going to start sweating anyway after the shower. And no, don't tell me to keep taking colder showers, because even if I do, I tend to get a little bit of that sweat breaking out anyway.
Yeah, it's the worst. The only thing worse than that is the post-shower poop.
Yes.
Where you get out and you're like, oh, I got to go now.
Right. And you try and like wait a little bit.
Well, you need your crack to dry.
Yeah. Well, but I'm saying like you wait a little bit before your shower to be like, okay, I kind of feel like something might be brewing here, but it's just not there yet. But you need to shower. And then by the time you're done, you just like, you're toweling off. And then it's like, God damn it.
The early makings of mud butt. all right. I've got one more email here before we wrap things up. This one comes from 10-year-old Addie Zawoski.
Oh!
And this is a question she asked me, and I was very, very proud. She said, would you rather eat at your favorite place every meal for a year? Okay, so you can only eat at your favorite place. That's it.
Okay.
You have to have every meal at your favorite place for a year, or sacrifice your favorite place for an entire year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a legitimately great question.
I know. And I asked her, I said, like, okay.
There's depth to that.
She established some rules. She said, you don't have to order the same thing every time.
Right.
But you have to, it has to be the same place every meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner from the same place every day. Or you have to give that place up for an entire year. I think I'm giving it up.
I think so, too.
Because the fear is that if I eat it that much, I'm not going to like it anymore. And I never want it again. Right?
Oh, God.
I know.
Now I know how you feel, because Addie's causing me anxiety.
That's why I needed my edibles.
Right. that's really good. Yeah, I think I have to give it up.
Yeah.
There's just so much other good stuff out there that, while it might hurt, like, for pretty much every place out there, like, you have other pizza places you could go to instead of Rose Angeles.
Well,
it's not the same.
Let's not go nuts. I mean, it is Rose Angeles.
So,
but
I couldn't let two consecutive episodes go without a Rose Angeles mention getting in there. So
I appreciate it.
But yeah, like, even if it is just for that 1 year, I mean, you're telling you would only eat from there for 1 year over getting to eat literally anything else?
Yeah, that's tough. And I did, like, when I was in college, I probably went 6 or 7 months without Rose Angeles. So I've kind of done it.
Okay.
So I think that's what it's going to be. It would be really tough and it would suck, But the main reason is I don't want to stop liking a place. That's the main reason I'm saying that. Anyway, that's all I got. That's my last Ask a Fat. I'm very proud of my daughter for coming up with such a great question.
Seriously, that was legitimately really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very impressed. All right. Check out all our social media at @imfatpod, imfatpod@gmail.com. Check out the Patreon. Remember that TeePublic sale coming up the 14th through the 16th, Jay?
That's right. The 14th through the 16th, $13 classic tees. Everything else is up to 35% off. And I'm going to do my best to get the Onion Ring of Honor shirt up by the 14th. The 14th is what, Wednesday? 12, 13? Yes. Wednesday is the 14th. So I will do my best to get that design done and up and posted on the I'm Fat Podcast store by Wednesday. So make sure you take advantage of that sale. You are going to love this design. I'll give you a little bit of a preview. It's done in the style of the 90s NBA caricature shirts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. I've seen like the illustration. I haven't seen it filled in with color yet, but it looks awesome. It looks so, so good. I cannot wait.
Oh, okay. Now you got me going. Now you got me going here as I'm like tapping my pen against my notebook. That's exciting. Okay. Also remember to subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, rate and review the podcast. We haven't had a review in a couple weeks. So please, if you listen like what we're doing, throw us that 5-star review. That'd be much appreciated. Thank you for that. And always tell a friend, because just like with anything, we're gluttons and we want more food, listeners, reviews, subscriptions, all of it. And we know you understand because you're listening to this podcast. So for Jay, I'm Rick. This is the I'm Fat Podcast.
All right. I think we got a lot accomplished here today.